live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you on this February 10th, 2020. And Michigan State fans, this will not be a show that will put a smile on your face. Tough weekend, right? On Saturday, we all know what happened. Michigan State men's basketball losing on the road, down the street to in-state rival Michigan. That's never fun when you lose to the Wolverines, especially in a year in which you did beat them pretty handily at the Breslin Center. And now Michigan State is in a spiral. In a spiral that I don't know if they can reverse, seeing as though they play two formidable opponents this week against Illinois tomorrow. And then they will play Maryland later on this week. College game day will be in town. That was announced today. Two tough matchups. Out of the three games, Michigan, Illinois, and Maryland, Michigan was the one that I looked at and said, okay, you got to win at least that one. But then we got news it does trump the Michigan State men's basketball loss to Michigan. I thought I was going to lead the show going on a rant about what Michigan State men's basketball needs to do in order to stay in the hunt for a Big Ten regular season title. And then news broke this morning concerning the Michigan State football coaching search. Apparently over the weekend, Michigan State Athletic Director Bill Beekman hopped on the plane to Ohio, sat down and met with Luke Fickell. As it was widely reported that Fickell was the guy that Michigan State football was targeting to replace 13-year head coach Mark D'Antonio, Bill Beekman apparently got on a flight, sat down with Luke, returned here to Lansing, and then we got word this morning that Luke Fickell has turned down the job. Right on cue, Connor Mathis behind the glass for today's current sports. I know Connor has some thoughts on this. I'm going to go on a bit of a rant in just a moment after our headliners. But, I mean, it's become an embarrassment at this point, right? I mean, you make it publicly known that this is your guy. We are going after Luke Fickell. You go out and meet with him at Cincinnati. You would think that Luke is looking at Michigan State as a step up. But as I stated last week, and I asked this same question to you all out there, I mean, how appealing is the Michigan State football job right now? Because there are a few things that you got to take in consideration before you hop on the board and say, yeah, I want to become the next head coach in East Lansing for MSU football. There are a few things you have to evaluate before you decide to make that move. And Luke made that evaluation and said, nah, I'm good. And it says a lot right now as to the state of this program here on February 10th, 2020, if you ask me. I'll break it all down in just a moment. But I want to hear from you guys. Luke Fickell turning down this job.
How appealing do you think this job here at Michigan State is? How disappointing, how much of an embarrassment is this? I want to hear from you all out there listening in Radio Land, and you may be watching at Facebook Live at facebook.com/WKAR News. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527 is the number you can call. You can also even text that number as well. You can also weigh in below the live stream, like a few of you are already doing. I see you, Chris. Or you can tweet us as well. Hop on Twitter, tweet the show at WKAR News. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. That will be the center piece conversation of today's current sports, because this coaching search just got a bit more interesting. All right. We'll fit in some Michigan State men's basketball somewhere in this hour. But you know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. We start here. As I just stated, Luke Fickell has decided to stay at Cincinnati, turning down the head football coaching job here at Michigan State. Pete Thamel reported this morning that Fickell made the decision after interviewing with Michigan State yesterday and talking it over with family. ESPN reported that Penn State defensive coordinator Brent Pry and Central Michigan coach Jim McElwain could be next in line to interview for the opening. I also saw that Brett Bielema, he has expressed interest in the job. We'll break it all down in just a moment. But again, that's our centerpiece conversation for today's current sports. Luke Fickell, Michigan State's guy that they targeted, has decided to stay put out in Cincinnati. What are your thoughts on that? How big of an embarrassment is this? And if heck, you may be on the other side. Maybe you don't think this is an embarrassment and you expected this to happen. If you do, you need to go to Vegas right now because you are related somehow, some way to Nostradamus. But I didn't see this coming. You know, it was widely reported out there that an offer was going to be on the table, and I thought Luke was going to take the job, but I think this says a lot. All right, so we'll take your calls and comments on that. 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Also, Michigan State can apparently cross off of another potential candidate to replace Mark D'Antonio, as Colorado coach Mel Tucker, he tweeted on Saturday afternoon that he plans on remaining with the program and that he is not interested in heading to East Lansing to coach Michigan State football. This is what Mel Tucker had to say, quote, "While I am flattered to be considered for the head coaching job at Michigan State football, I am committed to Colorado for hashtag the build of our program and its great athletes, coaches, and supporters. Hashtag unfinished business. Hashtag go Buffs. We are relentless culture, the build." Tucker, who has been at Colorado for only one season, that's what he wrote. So, Mel Tucker also has turned down the gig. more on this in just a moment. All right, and Saturday's 77-68 loss at the hands of Michigan was the third straight for number 14 MSU men's basketball. And correct me if I'm wrong, Connor, I believe the AP rankings just came out, and Michigan State men's basketball is not ranked.
Unranked.
They are not ranked right now. Is that
unranked?
Correct? What's that?
Unranked, yep.
Unranked. So I can't even call them number 14 MSU anymore. Just Michigan State. So with that latest loss, the Spartans are now tied for fourth place in the Big Ten. Two games behind first place Maryland, and a half game back of second place Penn State and Illinois. Cassius Winston,
who struggled mightily, making just 5 of 18 shots, 20 points. Xavier Tillman missed all 3 of his 3-point attempts and went 6 of 13 for 17 points and 12 boards, though he did have a double-double in that game. The Spartans now turn their attention to the road. On Tuesday, tomorrow, when they travel to Illinois for a 9 p.m. tip time, that will be seen on ESPN. Michigan State sits at 16-8. 8-5 in the Big Ten. That is tied for second place. Again, if we have time, we'll touch on Michigan State men's basketball if you guys get tired of talking about this coaching search for MSU football. All right, and also, as I stated, ESPN's College Game Day will broadcast from the Breslin Center in East Lansing on Saturday morning ahead of Michigan State's game against Maryland on Saturday. The show features Reese Davis, Jay Billis, Alfonso Ellis, and Seth Greenberg. That show starts at 11 a.m. The Spartans and the Terrapins will tip off at 6 p.m. later on that evening. Michigan State women's basketball will conclude its two-game road trip at number 21 Northwestern tonight at 9 p.m. at Welsh Ryan Arena. The game will be televised on the Big Ten Network. Lisa Byington and Jantel Lavender on the call. This is the second of 3 Monday games this month. For the Spartans, Michigan State is looking to end a 4-game losing streak after falling to number 13 Maryland on the road on February 3rd. The Spartans are 11-11 overall, 4-7 in league play. The 19th-ranked Michigan State hockey team dropped the opening game of its series against Minnesota 4-1 on Friday night out in Minneapolis. The Spartans bounced back, though, the next night, scored 3 unanswered goals in the third period for the 4-2 road win at Minnesota, splitting the weekend series with the Golden Gophers. With the win, Michigan State improves to 14-13-1 overall, 10-7-1-0 in the Big Ten. The Spartans are now in a 3-way tie in second place in the Big Ten standings. That's 2 points behind Penn State. Boy, oh boy, that Big Ten hockey race is very fun to watch right now. And solid weekend for Michigan State, splitting the weekend against Minnesota. Michigan State Wrestling pulled off one of its biggest upsets in college wrestling this year as one of the biggest upsets in school history, as well as one of the biggest upsets in school history, upsetting number 4, Wisconsin, 19-17, yesterday afternoon inside of Wisconsin Fieldhouse. This is what head coach Roger Chandler had to say. Quote, "I'm just really happy for these guys. It's validation to all of their hard work. It's a process. Things don't happen overnight. You have to stay committed to the process and good things will happen," end quote. How about that? There's some positive news, Spartan fans. Michigan State Wrestling knocking off number 4, Wisconsin. The win is the Spartans' first over the Badgers since 2009 and is the highest ranked win since Michigan State knocked off number 2 Iowa back in February of 2003. And nearly a week after it was originally reported, the Mookie Betts trade is finally happening. The Boston Red Sox are sending Betts and David Price to the LA Dodgers in a revised deal that is now a pair of 2-team trades rather than one big 3-team trade with the Minnesota Twins, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN and Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. Now, the trades have not been announced, but that is expected to happen soon after medical reviews. Here are the reported revised terms of the trades. The Dodgers will get Betts, Price, Cash, all from the Red Sox, and Brewstar Graterol, also a 2020 competitive round B draft pick from the Twins. The Red Sox will get Alex Verdugo, also Jeter Downs, Connor Wong from the Dodgers, and the Twins will get Kenta Maeda, lower-level minor leaguer, Cash from the Dodgers. So that's the terms of that deal right there, but it finally got done. I know it was held up due to that. I believe the medical review of Graterol. So there you have that. All right. Again, the centerpiece conversation of today's current sports is, of course, the latest news concerning the Michigan State football coaching search. News being reported this morning that Luke Fickell, head coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats, has turned down the offer from Bill Beekman and Michigan State Athletics. How big of a disappointment is this?
who is now the number one target for Michigan State football, or who should be the number one target now for Michigan State football, and how big of an embarrassment is this? We'll dive into all of that and more. If you would like to be a part of the discussion, pick up the phone. Call 517-355-9527. We'd love to hear from you guys. 517-355-9527. You can also text that same number. You can tweet us at WKAR News and at Al Martin, WKAR, or you can weigh in like many of you are already doing right below the live stream at Facebook.com/WKAR News. Happy Monday to you all. Again, we've got Connor Mathis behind the glass. Connor, good to see you back behind the glass, my man. I think it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen your face. Happy Monday to you, sir. How you doing?
Much better than I was last week.
I'm guessing that has to do with the Michigan State news?
No, I had this. Well, yes, or, yes and no. I had the stomach flu and the Michigan State news. So I had a great week last week.
No, you had the stomach flu?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Goodness.
In addition like to all worst. This other crap.
That's the worst. I've had that one time.
I got it right after the Super Bowl.
What, did you get like food poisoning?
Nope.
Wow, you just caught it from somebody then.
Just caught it and went to the doctor on Tuesday. I'm like, you might be the last person in the town to get it. I'm like, great.
Okay. Well, you know what? There are probably a lot of Michigan State fans right now that would probably get the flu from this news this morning, right? From, you know, concerning what's happening with this program. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I'm always honest here on the show. And it has become an embarrassment. Can't hold you up, man. That's how I feel as a man who went to Michigan State University, who has covered this program for years. You know, I got my degree from here. You guys know that. You know, looking at it from a fan perspective, because I can't help but do that when it comes to stories like this. It gives you just a really bad feeling. Where Michigan State is right now, let's be real, it's been a tough few years here. I don't need to recount what has happened here at this university. And now, pertaining to Michigan State athletics, Mark D'Antonio, and this is the big component here. This is where it all stems from. If Mark D'Antonio wanted to leave Michigan State football, I would have rather, just like many of you fans out there, I would have rather have liked Mark to collect that check, because who in their right mind wouldn't collect $4.3 million? Collect that check in mid-January, and then maybe a few days after that, at most a week after that, announce that you're stepping down. Cool. Because doing it then does not handcuff the Michigan State football program the way it's handcuffed now. Because Mark D'Antonio making this decision last week, I mean, we're knocking on the door of spring football at this point. Potential coaching candidates are getting ready for another year with their respective recruiting classes. I mean, the timing could not have been worse, and Mark D'Antonio doing this last week has put Michigan State football in the position where it has very limited options. I'll just say that. And I couldn't help when I heard the news, when I read the news this morning that Luke Fickell had turned down
the Michigan State football offer. I had a flashback to last week when Mark D'Antonio took that podium and he was asked about just how appealing the Michigan State football job is right now. And what did Mark say? He said, what? I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but I'm not. I mean, they would run here is what he said. They would, quote, crawl here. He was extremely confident that whoever Michigan State pegged to replace him will be leaping at this opportunity. That's not the case. It's not the case. And a lot of it has to do with the timing in which Mark D'Antonio decided to step down. Again, we're knocking on the door of spring football. A lot of recruits have already, again, and he does this also. It's the day before signing day. The day before signing day. Where many recruits out there are already, you know, making their final decisions if they didn't already back in December. You do this the day before signing day when coaches out there have already solidified their classes and are looking forward to the future. It handcuffs you. But still, there was that hope from many of you that Luke Fickell was going to be the guy to come in here. And speaking from the majority of you looked at this and looked at, you know, Luke Fickell and said, okay, yeah, he crosses a lot of boxes. You know, he's a disciple of Tressel and Meyer. Mark D'Antonio is a coach who he leans on a lot. You know, he stated that, yeah, I mean, Mark D'Antonio is one of those guys that if I have a question or if I'm confused about something or need some guidance, need some help, I make that call to him. Checks off that box. As far as the rivalry between Michigan and Michigan State goes, I've heard from many that Luke Fickell does not like Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. So he checks off that box. The rivalry will be intact. From a recruiting standpoint, Luke Fickell is a pretty darn good recruiter. He's able to go and dominate the Midwest recruiting, especially in Ohio. Checks off a lot of boxes. It would have been nice to see Luke Fickell come in to replace Mark D'Antonio. Again, and the majority feel like that. But the fact now that Luke Fickell has turned this job down, it says a lot about how many view this program, because not only is Luke Fickell not interested in this job, but this is similar to the decisions made by, as I mentioned in our headliners, Colorado's Mel Tucker has said, nah, I'm good. Iowa State's Matt Campbell has said, nah, I'm good. We talked last week about how Pittsburgh's Pat Narduzzi, who is a Mark D'Antonio disciple, former defensive coordinator here at Michigan State, you would think, hey, come on back and replace Mark D'Antonio. That would be a great option there, right? Maybe a move up from Pitt for Pat Narduzzi, but he said, nah, I'm good. Also, Robert Saleh of the San Francisco 49ers. They said, nah, I'm good. I mean, are you kidding me? It makes you think, doesn't it? It makes you think a bit. Michigan State is not that program that went to the Rose Bowl and was able to win a Cotton Bowl and go to the college football playoff. You know, a lot of people out there, a lot of Spartan fans are a bit delusional and feel like, you know, it feels a bit like yesterday. But when you really look at it, I mean, we're talking 2013, 14, 15. That was 5 years ago. 5, 6, 7 years ago now. You can't keep replaying that and thinking that, yeah, that's the same program. No. You know, these past 4 years have been tough to watch. And then you add in, you can't ignore this. I know a lot of people want to ignore this. But the whole negative public perception that Michigan State has right now, the Larry Nassar scandal, the negative ESPN reports,
the Curtis Blackwell lawsuit, and that is why, again, it's just my opinion. You can disagree with it. Yes, that's fine. But for me, Mark D'Antonio stepping down when he did, the day of the Detroit News piece that alleged that Mark D'Antonio broke some NCAA rules, that Mark D'Antonio allegedly had some NCAA violations that Curtis Blackwell saw. I think it was just enough. I don't know if Mark D'Antonio is guilty. We don't know if he's guilty of any of those yet. There's going to be an investigation, I'm sure, into that. But, you know, these stories have been coming out concerning Blackwell's lawsuit in relation to Michigan State University and Mark D'Antonio and Mark Hollis and Luana Simon and the two police detectives. Those stories have been rolling out left and right. Mark D'Antonio, I think, just hit a point where he's like, again, another negative story. We're not winning. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm out. I got my $4.3 million. I am out. And is that selfish? For sure. Because you have put your program in a really tight position right now. And this is why I say that's part of why I say it's an embarrassment. The timing of it, how, you know, all these stories are coming out about Blackwell now. In combination with the fact that, I mean, it was widely reported. It was no secret that Luke Fickell was the guy. Widely reported out there that Luke Fickell, we are going after Luke Fickell. I mean, people on Twitter were tracking flights. Oh, there's a flight flying from Lansing to Cincinnati. I wonder who that could be. I don't know. I don't understand how. Why Michigan State did not just say, Bill Beekman didn't just say, all right, let's fly commercially here. You know, we don't want people up in our business like that. You know, we want to keep this on the down low. We don't want you having an inside track as to where I'm flying and who I'm meeting with. I mean, just fly commercial. But you're flying these private planes. I mean, it's easy to look it up. And that's what fans were doing. Oh, a flight just left Lansing on Sunday to Cincinnati and then returned. Uh-oh. And then I think it was, you know, I saw something on Twitter. I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe you can look this up for me, Connor. But I believe there was a camera crew on the ground when Bill Beatman got off the plane yesterday.
I don't know about camera crew. It was so much as it was maybe some people. I don't know about camera crew.
Yeah, there was
crew.
A camera. They had a camera.
Yeah, there was some
media
people.
With the camera.
There's some people there.
Not a camera. You know what I mean. But not like TMZ is sitting there like, oh, we got you, Bill. Who'd you meet with? But you know what I mean. I mean, it's like, dude, you want to keep that under house. But so if you decide to make this public and everybody's out there, know where you're going. If you whiff on this, you're going to look really bad. And Michigan State whiffed on this. But it says a lot to me, you know, that, and now again, this and a lot was speculated about the deal. You know, I was hearing like 4 or 5 years of, you know, $25 million total, something like that. But for a lot of these coaches, you would think, I mean, Mel Tucker at Colorado, you would think that you'd be looking at a program like Michigan State as a step up, like, oh, heck yeah. I mean, come on now. Yeah, that's, where do I sign? I'll be there tomorrow. But the fact that these coaches are looking at Michigan State and saying, nah, I'm okay. Thanks, but no thanks. The perception of Michigan State right now is not a good one. The perception of this program is not a good one. And I haven't even hit on, you know, what kind of effect this is going to have on those who did sign national letters of intent to sign and play for Michigan State football in December, and also earlier, you know, this month, last week. You know, what kind of effect does this have on recruits? What kind of effect does this have on current players who are on the Michigan State football roster, where you don't know who's going to be your leader now? You know, will we see more Michigan State players hitting the transfer portal? Because, my goodness, it felt like every single week this past Michigan State football season, especially the second half of the year, we were reading another name that said, I'm out. I'm hitting the transfer portal. I mean, there's going to be a ripple effect here, I believe. It's a mess right now. It really is. The timing could not have been worse.
Let's get our first break. I want to hear from you. I am going to read some comments. I know we got some callers on the line. We'll get to you guys. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. You can call or text that number. Also get the thoughts of Connor Mathis when we come back as well. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Of course, we are talking about the latest news concerning the Michigan State football coaching search. News that broke this morning, Luke Fickell has decided to stay at Cincinnati. He has turned down the head football coaching job at Michigan State. And also, you know, you guys heard my rant segment. Hey, if you didn't, you catch it on the podcast version. But another layer to this as well is, you know, fans out there, you know, like season ticket holders, you know, who's going to buy tickets to go see Michigan State next year? Like season ticket holders. That's who I really want to hear from. I don't know. Let's go to our phone lines right now. Tom from Grand Rapids is on line one. Tom, you are on Current Sports. Happy Monday.
Hey, Al. How you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. Thank you.
All right, so I'm a longtime season ticket holder of 30-plus years.
Mm.
I got people bowing out of my group right and left before all this happened. But I agree with all your points you made. I said when this initially happened with his announcement of retirement, A, there's more to this lawsuit than what we may know, in addition to all the goings-on at the university. But B, the bigger part to me was, I think D'Antonio orchestrated this whole thing to get his boys where he wanted his boys to be. So, I don't know.
And what do you mean by that, Tom? Get his boys. Who are you talking about specifically?
I'm talking about his entire coaching staff. So he's got Trussell where he wanted Trussell to go.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to let anybody go this year, which – I just think it – so in the past, Mark D'Antonio showed tremendous loyalty, stubbornness, all kinds of qualities that we all jumped all over and thought were fantastic. Those same qualities right now, I think, is what's leading him down the rat hole.
Gotcha. As far as the loyalty goes, because we've had conversations multiple times here on the show about, yeah, you know, Mark D'Antonio not making coaching changes, and when changes clearly needed to be made to his staff because the old philosophies that they had, especially concerning that offense, were just stale and old, and he just played musical chairs in that last season, and you saw where that got Michigan State football nowhere. You know, I don't know if you consider going to the Pinstripe Bowl of Victory. I mean, come on.
No, that's exactly right. And I don't think he was going to make any changes this year. And when it became clear that he was – maybe somebody told him he was going to have to, but it became clear he wasn't going to do that, boom, he's gone. And, oh, by the way, all those assistants are still in East Lansing, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't think, you know, whoever they hire – I mean, I can't imagine, Tom, that – you know, whoever they hire is going to keep around those same assistant coaches. I mean, I would think that whoever they hire wants to kind of bring in their own guys, so to speak, right? I mean, yeah. I wouldn't imagine Trussell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. And I look at the timing of this thing. Mm-hmm. Listen, they were going to have to get their checkbook out big time to get Luke Fickell. He knows he has them over a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to leave for a middle of the pack of the Big Ten salary. If you want him to come at this stage and walk away from his recruits – in the university he's at right now, you're going to have to pay that man.
Right.
And you know Michigan State ain't going to do that. That ain't going to happen.
Right. I'm with you. Yeah.
So I don't – I mean, I think there's a lot of delusional people. We are not a prime-time landing spot. And this program's been in a tailspin for the last, what, two, three, 4 years, and nothing's been done. So we are where we are now. We're in a world of hurt.
Great call. Tom, thank you. Appreciate you, man.
See ya. Yep.
I mean, it's hard, Connor, to argue with a lot of those points. I mean, you know, this, again, it's the same question I asked, I believe it was Thursday of last week. You know, just how appealing is this job to a lot of people? And I just think that a lot of coaches out there are looking at Michigan State and all of the negative press in combination with the lack of success under Coach D these last 4 years, and they're saying to themselves, I mean, okay, well, you and that's also that's a conversation that I had in a barbershop on Saturday. Is Michigan State willing to pony up and shell out a lot of dough for whoever is going to walk through that door for Michigan State football? You know, was it enough? Is you know, I saw a lot of people speculating, but is 4 years, 4 or 5 years, 25 mil, is that enough? You know what I mean? Is that enough to say to a coach, for a coach to say, I should say, all right, well, I think I'm going to leave. I don't know. Connor, your thoughts. You've been hearing me rant. You heard what Tom had to say. Your thoughts on this whole situation and where it is right now.
So I got a couple. The first thing, everyone's talking about the timing with D'Antonio, and they're upset about the timing, and I get that. But the second that everyone endorsed him, from Beekman to the president to everybody giving him rave reviews in and out of the university, you knew he was leaving on his own terms. He was going to leave when he felt like it, when he wanted to, and how he wanted to. So for everyone to act all shocked and just dismayed by him leaving, you know, at an inconvenient time, I don't understand your point of view there, because as soon as he got the resounding approvals for not making the staff changes, for not doing all these things, you knew he was going to be able to leave on his own terms. He was the king of the court. He could do whatever he wanted to, and he could leave whenever he wanted to. So in that aspect, you know, the people who are shocked, I don't really understand your point. The other thing with some of these coaches. Okay, we talk about Mel Tucker. If we look at him, he's in his first year coaching Colorado and just started a rebuild there. Why would he want to now completely scrap his rebuild and start another one somewhere else where he has no progress? So I understand him not taking the job necessarily. I understand Iowa State's coach not taking the job because he's one of those fringe coaches that, you know, sometimes you'll hear NFL circles talk about bringing him up, and he seems to like where he's at. So, again, why would he leave his job with the 49ers defensive coordinator? He's in a position where he's probably going to get an NFL head coaching job. Why would he leave his job? So there's some candidates out there that were flyers to begin with, in my opinion, that, you know, them turning it down isn't that surprising. What surprises me, though,
unrealistic expectations for a lot of these.
Yeah, some of these.
But I always say, Connor, at the end of the day, money talks.
Oh, yeah.
If you ponied up that checkbook and said, hey, I'm going to offer you this, it would have swayed some coaches out there. So I'm wondering what the offers were. How much money do you think a big-time, you know, prospect like a Luke Fickell, how much money would it have taken a coach like him to say, all right, I'm going to come to East Lansing? You know, we don't know what the specifics of the offer were, and I don't know if Michigan State is willing to cut a lot of money right now, because they got a lot to deal with. They're still shelling out money to Larry Nassar victims right now.
And like what Tom said, is Fickell had all the cards in his hand. He knew that Michigan State needs a coach, and he can ask for whatever he wanted to. Maybe, you know, if this were to happen like a year from now or 2 years, he might be willing to come in for something, you know, a little bit more normal for a coach. But I mean, Tom was right. He had all the cards, so why not use them? But with that being said, the Fickell turning it down worries me. And you know, it's you keep saying the football program, and it's not the football program necessarily. It is part of that for me, but I think this is a bigger issue with MSU athletics, and it goes back to, you know, bringing Beekman in as the athletic director. Because what we hear when we were searching for that athletic director, well, Beekman was interim, we're going to open up this national search, we're going to really look through all every crevice for an AD. And what ended up happening? You know, they end up saying, oh, we're going to stick with the interim guy and go with that. To me, this is more of a failure on MSU athletics and less of a failure on the football program in and of itself.
Those go hand in hand, though, Connor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think you can – at this point, it's hard to separate the two, because especially when you have Bill Beekman, who was the secretary of the Board of Trustees.
I mean, you brought in a guy directly from the Board of Trustees with no athletic background experience to come in as your athletics director. Leadership has been questionable for so long here. And there are, you know, I don't think you can separate any.
I'm not trying to absolve blame from the football team, from the football program per se, but I'm saying to simply lump in it as, oh, the football program's bad and that's why there's the struggles is would
it's
be ignored.
No, it's part of the issue.
It'd be ignoring, in my opinion, a massive part of the problem is that, you know, the athletic department, it's the same thing. And I feel like the road we're heading down, I'm looking at some of these other options. The defensive coordinator for Penn State, okay, that doesn't really move me. You know, taking Jim away from Central Michigan, I mean, did you see what he did at Florida? I mean, he's not really a needle mover for me either. At this point, I feel like we're heading towards Tressel's going to be at least the head coach for a year, and they're going to reopen this up next year. Or what I fear is going to happen is Tressel's going to be the head coach next year, and regardless of the result, they're going to throw him a 2-3 year deal and say, "Hey, figure it out."
That can't happen.
I agree.
That would be so detrimental to this program. Mm-hmm. If Mike Tressel stays around and is the head coach of this football program next season, the stands will. I mean, you heard from Tom. I feel like, you know, Tom is a season ticket holder for what, 30 years, he said, for Michigan State football, and he's had people in his group dropping out left and right. If they bring back which will essentially be the same team under the, you know, same philosophies of Coach D'Antonio next season, it will be detrimental, and you will certainly feel it will be hard for me not to imagine how big of an impact this will have on ticket sales at Spartan Stadium next season.
Let me put it this way. I don't mind Tressel being interviewed as a candidate. I don't mind him being someone there. But if the optics of it now look like if you just go with Tressel, it looks like you could not get anybody else. I'll start to get really worried. I'm worried now, but I'll start to get really concerned with how the football program is going to be if these coordinators start saying no, or these MAC coaches start saying no, I'm not coming.
Yeah,
that's when I get concerned. Like at least with Cincinnati, you could say, oh well, Fickell's built something up there. He's kind of in a good spot in his conference. It's not like it's a lower tier.
When you
group
start
five.
Going after guys with nothing to lose, this would clearly be a step up, and they're
saying
it,
no. That's when I get really concerned.
I want to go to a few comments here. My man Tony on our Facebook page says, quote, Coach D did this on purpose. He did it so Tressel can get the job. It's obvious he was looking out for his boy. Typical of Coach D. Coach D never made the best decision for the program. He's left us in shambles, period. We are the laughing stock of sports right now. In NCAA football, it is embarrassing. Strong words from Tony there. Ben says, quote, Michigan State is in bad shape right now athletically, except when it comes to the hockey team who is competing for a Big Ten championship and looking to possibly make the NCAA tournament. So Ben looking at the bright side there with MSU hockey. TJ says, quote, I want them to call Eric Bieniemy. He would be hungry and is a very good offensive mind. Interesting take there, TJ. Chris says, quote, if MSU can't find anyone right now, this season they will use Tressel for 1 year, and if he does well, they will keep him. If not, they will get the right guy in there. I'm not confident about that. If they bring, you heard my thoughts on that. If they bring back, if Tressel was the head coach of this team next season, oh my goodness. Line two, Mike from Saginaw wants to weigh in. Mike, what's your take, brother?
What up, L?
How you doing,
what up,
man?
L? How you doing? You know who I'm thinking about? The guy who already, for the Michigan State football coach, he already coached in the NFL. What about Sherman Lewis?
Who? You said Sherman Lewis
used to coach for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Marvin. You talking about Marvin Lewis?
Marvin Lewis, I mean.
Yeah, I'm like, not Sherman. Yeah, Marvin Lewis. Yeah, you know, Marvin's name has been thrown around on Twitter. Look, at this point, you know, Marvin is a coaching prospect. Who I think he's an okay coach, but I don't know if he can coach in the Big Ten. I don't know, but I'll have to do more research on that. At this point right now, though, Connor, I'm at this point with it, Mike.
Uh-huh.
If a guy like Marvin, who has had a long tenure in the NFL,
if he's willing to come here and we got all these coaching candidates that we have targeted and Michigan State has targeted turning down this university, I'm willing to give him a shot, man. That's I'm at a point right now, Connor, where I'm just like, look, who okay, Marvin. Now, years ago, Marvin would have been a great coaching prospect. But when looking at how his tenure ended, especially at Cincinnati, it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But I've seen his name thrown around. I think at this point, I mean, people are just throwing names out there on Twitter right now. If you just type in MSU coaching search on Twitter, it's crazy the names that are being thrown out.
What I want to say, if they give, if Herman Edwards can come back to coach after being out of the college for years, or Lovey Smith in Illinois, why not give him a shot? That's the only reason why I'm just saying that. I thought I'd just throw that name out there.
I hear you. And, you know, one of the conversations I had in the barbershop, too, was, you know, Michigan State maybe giving a brother a shot, an African-American head coach a shot. I don't know. You know, we saw Herm Edwards, and Herm Edwards, if you remember, before he got that job at Arizona State, a lot of people laughed at Herm Edwards, saying, I mean, Herm Edwards, really? The guy who's been doing ESPN for years, is he really going to go to ASU and have some success? And you, heck, to make it a local feel here, I mean, you saw what Herm Edwards did against Michigan State under head coach Mark D'Antonio. He's done a pretty good job there. Lovie Smith, I did not think that he would turn around Illinois the way he has. Illinois, a great year last season. I don't know, man. You know, it's an inexact science when it comes to hiring a head coach for a collegiate program. I mean, Mark D'Antonio was a guy that many people looked at and said that, oh, he's not going to have success here. There were a lot of people, a lot of local media members whose names I will not name here on the airwaves, but I talked to them, and they said that when Mark D'Antonio got hired here at Michigan State, he was not, you know, expected to do well. They didn't think that he would last 13 seasons and go to a Rose Bowl and college football playoff. I mean, they didn't think he would come even close to that. So it's an inexact science, and all I can do is say this. Michigan State has to nail this. They have to nail whoever this next guy is going to be. They have to nail this, or we are going to be looking at some really down times here when discussing MSU football.
All right. All right, dude. Thanks for taking the call, man. And continue on. We're going to talk about the Oscars at another time, man.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I watched the whole show last night. That's Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, listen to our final break. Again, you can call in and text the show at 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. We'll continue to take your calls and read your comments on the other side of this final break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. We have been discussing throughout this hour, of course, the Michigan State football coaching search. Luke Fickell, head coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats, he has turned down the job and said, nah, I don't want to come to East Lansing. And, again, this is just the latest development. Colorado's Mel Tucker, Robert Saleh of the 49ers, Pittsburgh's Pat Narduzzi, also Iowa State's Matt Campbell, have also said, nope. And I think right now, Giants assistant Brett Bielema, maybe he's the guy, Connor. I wouldn't be thrilled about
that.
No. But
please no.
This is... This is what we're reading a lot on Twitter here. Bruce Feldman of Fox Sports says, quote, wouldn't be surprised if Michigan State made a run at Giants assistant Brett Bielema. He's a proven winner at the Big Ten level, won 40 games in his last 4 years at Wisconsin, has a big presence, and would re-energize that fan base in a hurry. So Bielema, he has been away from head coaching since his tenure ended in a pretty ugly way, if you remember, at Arkansas with the Razorbacks. At Wisconsin, he won 3 Big Ten titles. He was 68-24 over 7 seasons. He has a Super Bowl ring as an assistant with the New England Patriots. So I don't know. I don't know. I think, you know, what I personally would like, Connor, you know, with all the questions about how stale the offense has been in recent years and how there's no creativity, you know, I would like for them to hire, you know, a coach who just has a philosophy of slinging the ball down the field, a fun offense.
A modern offense.
Exactly.
Or if you're going to go with the traditional Big Ten, give me some sort of hybridization like you see at Ohio State where, yeah, they are about that ground and pound, but they can also air it out on you if they want to and
exactly.
if they need to.
You can't have the same stale offensive philosophy, run, throw in the flat, run some more, throw in the flat. I mean, you can't have that. If you know, when it comes to whoever the next head coach of Michigan State football is going to be, you can't have a deja vu offense of Mark D'Antonio.
Especially when you know that you have a weaker schedule like that maybe won't necessarily draw people in,
yeah.
And you're already having questions of are people even going to bother to come because who's the star of this up and coming MSU football team, offense or defense?
There's so many question marks. It's not even funny, man. You know, when it comes to who, especially the quarterback position, that's the biggest question mark, right? Who is going to be the quarterback of this team next year? There's just a lot of question marks, man. And that's just it's very annoying right now where this program is and what's been happening, especially and you cannot deny. And I've seen some people trying to justify this. Especially over the weekend, I was reading some tweets, and a lot of Spartan fans who are Mark D'Antonio lovers, and don't get me wrong, Mark D'Antonio, the all-time winningest coach in Michigan State football history, all right, can't deny that. But you also can't deny that the timing of this, it couldn't have come at a worse time, Connor. It could not have come at a worse time. I mean, again, we're knocking on the door of spring football. Now, what coach is going to sit there and say it has to be a really sexy deal, a really appealing deal for that coach to say, all right, I'm going to go to Michigan State? I mean, I don't know, man. We'll see what happens, but this is very unfortunate stuff. So with 7 minutes remaining here, or less than that, Connor, Michigan State basketball. That's a whole other conversation. I told you, this is just not a fun show to do for Michigan State fans. Saturday, Michigan State men's basketball, a program that is now unranked, lost to Juwan Howard and the Michigan Wolverines. A Juwan Howard, Michigan Wolverines team.
Don't forget about Jeff Jackson. Jeff Jackson, 100%.
Yeah, against
Michigan State. Unbelievable career he's had.
I wanted to have more fun with that on Friday's show, the Jeff Jackson
Jeff
story.
Jackson.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about and have been living under a rock, Jeff Jackson is the name that Xavier Tillman gave the police.
Not Xavier Tillman. Simpson.
I mean, excuse me, Xavier.
Come on. He's been having a rough couple games. You don't need to throw him in there,
yeah, we don't need to throw him in there. My mind is everywhere right now. Xavier Simpson, star point guard for the Michigan basketball team. He was involved in a car accident in which he hit like a pole. And he apparently tried to hop out the car and act like he was just walking down the street and was a witness to the accident.
You know, casual.
Police clearly saw him.
Casual 3 a.m. stroll. You know, who doesn't?
Who doesn't do
that right by a traffic accident?
Police clearly saw him. He said, hey, man, what's going on here? And he says, oh, I'm a witness to the accident. I wasn't in that car. My name is Jeff Jackson.
Jeff Jackson Simpson.
Jeff Jackson Simpson.
He threw the Simpson on there, too, so he couldn't even have a good
alias. It's not like he's not the starting point guard of Michigan basketball or anything, and his name isn't everywhere on TV left and right. The cops were like, no, we know who you are. You're Xavier Simpson, the starting point guard for Michigan basketball. No, I'm not. I'm Jeff Jackson Simpson. Oh, all right, you got me. Yeah, I'm Xavier Simpson. Please, I just don't want to get in trouble here. What a story. What a story that was. And I was joking with Jack, like, thank goodness Saturday's game was not in East Lansing because the Izzone would have gave him, they would have gave him a lot of trouble. You would have heard chants of Jeff Jackson coming from the Izzone that day. But bottom line, Michigan State men's basketball, they're not winning the Big Ten. I've come to that realization right now, Connor. I hope they prove me wrong, but they're not winning the Big Ten. With the way this team is playing right now, what we've seen in this 3-game losing streak, Cassius Winston is getting no help. You don't know who that second scorer is going to be. This team is not tough. This team gets beat on the boards left and right. They take bad shots. They don't defend the perimeter. There are so many things going wrong with this team, and we're talking about February 10th. All right, we are knocking on the door of March right now. We are knocking on the door of postseason basketball. When I look at the rest of the Big Ten, when I look at teams like Illinois, who they play tomorrow night, when I look at Maryland, who they will play ESPN's College Game Day, will be in town for that game Saturday morning. The game will be 6 p.m. When I look at teams like Maryland, Illinois, Penn State, the way Penn State is playing right now, Minnesota is still a really solid team. I don't know. And when you look at Michigan State's schedule right now, I mean, even past, you know, Illinois and Maryland, I don't see how Michigan State is going to figure this thing out and win a Big Ten championship. Now, last year when they were on that three-game losing streak, they were able to rally and they won the Big Ten regular season championship. Not only that, but they also won the Big Ten tournament championship that year as well. I don't see how they turn it around, because with that team, there weren't as many things going wrong. There's a lot of question marks for this team right now. You got Nebraska after the Maryland game. You got Iowa. Then you play Maryland again. Then you play a tough Penn State team. And then you play a pretty talented Ohio State team that is, for, you know, can be beaten. But still, this is a very tough schedule from here on out. And I don't see how Michigan State figures it out. I'm going to dive more into the specifics of that later on during tomorrow's Current Sports, okay? But, Connor, I don't think I don't think that's a hot take, is it?
I don't think it is. I wouldn't be shocked if we don't have a sole winner of the Big Ten, like, at all. I think there's going to be I think it's going to be a co-champion. I think it's two neck and neck. And, you know, for Michigan State, I'm a little bit worried. I'm not hitting the full send panic button of, like, the people who are saying, oh, it's a first round exit. I'm like, wait, give it until the Big Ten tournament. We'll see how they do in tournament play, because that's ultimately where it matters the most. Yeah. They don't do well in the Big Ten tournament, then I'll start getting worried.
I hear you. All right. Well, we'll dive more into Michigan State men's basketball tomorrow. And props to Juwan Howard. I think he's doing a solid job out there in Ann Arbor. I think that as far as them making the tournament, we'll see. They'll have to rally late here in the year. But we'll see you tomorrow, folks. As always, take care and be easy, people.